It's time for the Ultimate Problem Solver with Audrey Hope. Audrey Hope is a force in the healing arts. Are you ready? Here's your host, Audrey Hope.
Hi, I'm Audrey Hope, and I am the Ultimate Problem Solver. You know, I help people with questions in relationships, career, health, whatever. I mean, what I really do is I help people get what they want, and I remove the blocks. You see, I'm really a New Yorker, and I'm from Queens, and I take no prisoners. I get to the point, and I do it quickly. So what is your problem, America? Please, I'm open to calls. I'm anxious to hear from you. I've been doing this mostly all of my life. I've worked with leaders of industry, celebrities, people, addiction problems, and really healing is simple. You've got to just get to the point and do what needs to be done. So come on, give me a call. Let's hear what's going on.
Audrey, we heard from one of our listeners. They say that they were just plain stuck in their life. They didn't know how. They were in a rut. They're in a rut. They don't know how to move on. What do you think?
Well, I really think that it's everyone who's in a rut. Everyone has problems. Everyone is really suffering. I mean, this goes on all day long. Wherever I go, people say, Audrey, give me some advice on this. Give me some advice on that. And who couldn't use some help? So the rut is all about getting to the root of what's really going on. And with relationships, it's not really about the particular guy you're dating or the particular girl you're dating. It's all the stuff that happened before that brought you to that point. And I'll help you with that. Because once you get it at that level, it's gone forever. And wouldn't it be nice to solve problems forever?
Well, it sounds easy, but, you know, it's...
Come on, Steve. Yeah, yeah. You being the voice of reason here, give me one of your problems. Come on, let's go. Let me have a crack at it.
Well, okay. All right.
What's going on, Steve?
Oh, right. It's not about me here. It seems to me that when people get in a rut, they have a hard time looking forward to what the solution might be. That they dwell in their problem. They always go, I used to do this or I used to do that. Why can't I do this the way it used to be? They lose their way. Mm-hmm. So what can be said to help someone leave that behind and move ahead?
Steve, there are so many things people can do. First of all, they can get real, really real with themselves. I always think everything in life is a mirror to show you you. You know how you can be in a relationship, you can say, oh, if only he would do this, if only she would do that. Okay, wrong. Stop right there. You need to turn the mirror around and look at yourself and go, what is this relationship asking me to see? How can I take responsibility for what's going on? And do that, that takes down the problems right there. Looking at yourself and asking what life is asking you to see.
So recognizing that there is a problem is part of the solution.
Recognizing that there is a problem and getting honest with it. So many people run away and they'll take drugs, pills. It's, as Woody Allen said, you know, he believed in the power of distraction. I love that because the world is distracting all over the place and running from what's in the closet. All you have to do is open the closet, turn the light on and go, okay, what's in there? And maybe being a little brave and courageous to open the door. Once you open the door, it's not so scary, but it's all that energy to try and stop the door from being opened. See, that's what it is. It's breaking that down, the resistance to opening the door.
I would say, and how would you do that? But let's...
Well, how would you do that? You have to sit with someone. I consider myself an alchemist. A transformationalist. Mm-hmm. You can sit with someone who inspires you to tell the truth. I mean, psychotherapy is based on that, but I consider myself to be a little faster than psychotherapy, you know. Try to sit with someone who's holding the light, you can't hide. So you have to get someone to stop all the banter of things that don't matter and what's really going on. So a truth teller, looking and shining the light on someone and having someone being courageous enough to face themselves. In the light of day, I say, you know, with the light shining on them.
You leave them nowhere to run.
That's right. And you see, life will always bring you your issue. I always say we manifest our issues in what we need to learn. People wonder what's going on. They're actually manifesting their issues. The patterns, the people in their play are repeating. You can be dating a guy, and it could be like the same guy you just left. You have to look for the similarities in what's going on. You have to find the themes and the patterns. And once you start looking at your life from that point of view, I call it a soul map of what's really going on, you can solve problems very quickly. Why I keep attracting that same man in my life? Sometimes they remind you of your dad, and, you know, that's a whole nother story. But you have to be able to find the patterns and themes.
So people repeat the same.
Absolutely, Stephen. Absolutely. People repeat and repeat. And did I say repeat?
Well, when someone is able to recognize what the root is, you know, whether it's in a bad relationship or a bad work situation, they have to be able to do something to be able to, like, break that pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's always an easy place to fall back into
Once you recognize the pattern and you've got it really in front of you, in your face, mm-hmm. how honestly can you do the pattern again? What if you don't know you have a pattern? Then that's the problem. But once you recognize the pattern, try lying to yourself. Okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sometimes, like with dating, it's so simple to solve dating problems. You just have to have boundaries of self-love.
Mm-hmm.
I will never let anyone put me down. I will never let anyone criticize me.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how many problems that solves.
Well, it's better to be alone than in a relationship that treats you with someone that treats you badly or makes you feel bad about yourself.
Yes. And what if your boundaries really, excuse my language, suck?
Mm-hmm.
You have no boundaries. You let people just, you know, treat you terribly. And you say to me, well, how can I fix that? And I swear to God, I would just say, stop it. Mm-hmm. Stop having bad boundaries.
Or bad relationships. I've always thought that if someone is not in a relationship, they have the opportunity to gain strength in themselves and to be 100% of who they are.
Fantastic.
And then they have something to offer someone else or to be attracted or attractive by another person. Then, rather than someone saying, I'm 50% and I'm looking for someone else to fulfill the other 50%, so maybe mm-hmm. we could be 100%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I always think being alone and having a good relationship with yourself is much better than being with someone and having a bad relationship.
It's called the holy void. Sitting in the void and being with yourself is about the best thing you can do to manifest what you want in your life in a relationship. People think they have to do, and it's do.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about being in your own space, healing what you have to heal, and creating almost the environment, the energy field around you to create that great relationship to come into your life.
Mm-hmm.
So to sit still, I always recommend just sit on the couch. Mm-hmm. Stay there, and that will do more for you and what you want.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. People make bad decisions because they don't have enough information.
Mm-hmm.
And they make bad decisions in their work life, in their relationships, in their education. They make bad decisions when they decide not to pay that bill, to put it off, or pay the minimum on their credit card. And that puts more pressure on them, pushes them further back, and it's a depressing situation, mm-hmm. you know, and people get into a downward spiral to the point where they start abusing drugs, they fall into all mm-hmm. kinds of addictions, mm-hmm. You know, some people steal, some people lie, some people it's sex, some people it's drugs, alcohol. What isn't that when someone starts to fall into bad habits? Isn't that a signpost? Shouldn't they be able to like read that on the wall and say?
That's a great point. You said spiral, and I like that because it's like a staircase. You want to, let's say, if you're at number one, you don't want to get to number 10 at the bottom. So if you could stop it, what you're doing before it spirals down and then you get into that danger point, that would be a great way to solve some of the problems and the bad decisions. Stop it at step two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so you're not going, and then everything's wrong. At step 10, you're in disaster. Everything's wrong, you know. So to be able to recognize at the first sign when you're in the danger zone. I ask people a lot, how did you feel on your wedding day? did you, at that moment when you were walking down the aisle, know it was the bad decision? And I have heard many times, absolutely. We don't need to fool ourselves. We always know. Do you hear what I say? We always know. You didn't marry a creep. I mean, you married a creep. He didn't turn into a creep. He always was. So why are you deluding yourself thinking that this guy changed? And so many of my clients have said, absolutely right. I was feeling it and I did it anyway.
Mm-hmm. I heard a young lady say, talk to my friend. He's, you know, asked me to talk to her, to her friend. She said, he's the perfect man for me if he'd only change.
Yes, absolutely. So a lot of these marriages with the problems of cheating, that's been there from the beginning, too. Once a cheater, always a cheater. Once a liar, always a liar. And you did not recognize you recognized in yourself that it was there and you ignored it. And that is something the person needs to take responsibility for. Stop being in this storyland fantasy. You saw it, you knew it. Now let's get real.
You talk about when someone first gets married, you walk in into this situation. Obviously, you know, it's the adrenaline, the hands tingle, you know, you feel like you're about to fall down a elevator shaft. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, you are. Mm-hmm. So it's the total unknown that people are off into. When you go into the unknown, how do you center yourself to be able to...
Well, first of all, I don't expect, Stephen, anybody to save me. I don't expect anyone to make me happy. It is hell to think that someone can make you happy. Absolute hell. And I always use the image, I'm a queen of my own self. It is my responsibility to make myself happy. I must find the places in myself that bring me happiness. And a lot of that is life purpose. You know, following your heart and your life purpose and your true calling will bring happiness. Of course, Viktor Frankl said it in his book, Search for Meaning, which is one of my favorite books. You know, go after life purpose, don't go after happiness. So it's a big mistake to think anyone can make you happy. If they do, that's wonderful. But to expect it and to wait for it, that to me is hell.
I heard the saying that if you have expectations, then you're sure to be disappointed.
Exactly. And but it's also a loss of power to give your power away to someone else is very dangerous. So you're asking me, how do I center myself? I always imagine that I'm in my own throne.
Mm-hmm.
And I watch myself to see that I'm always there and I didn't give my energy away. And if I did, I pull it back. And I do this constantly, and I recommend it. A lot of people are suffering from invisible energy that they do. Judith Orloff calls it psychic vampires. People come and steal our energy, and we don't feel good, and we have to be able to recognize that someone took our energy.
Salesmen sometimes say that they assume the sale. They don't walk in with a question of whether or not someone is going to buy, but how many they're going to buy. Which color are they going to buy? So they assume the sale. Mm-hmm. Other salesmen say that they're terrified when they have to make a call. You know, the anxiety raises, desperation comes out, the client, the person that they're trying to, the prospect, hears the desperation, it's over before it starts. It's over with that. You know, how can someone overcome that kind of anxiety that we feel each and every day when we have to talk with someone of authority or something where we need to have something taken care of?
Well, I always watch for these terms, these diagnosis terms. I don't think they're healthy to take them on. I'm anxious, I'm depressed. I think it's good to look at personally what is really going on.
Panic.
And to name what it is. You'll call it anxiety and you'll get stuck there for 20 years. What is it really? Are you afraid someone's going to dismiss you? Do you need their approval? What is going on in that situation? And name what it is. And get real with what it is in the tiniest, minutest detail. And that will begin to solve it. But if we leave it as a general term, I'm anxious, I'm scared, leads to problems where you might need some Xanax.
Mm-hmm. Well, it leads to immobility, obviously.
And right.
Then before you make that next call, then it's like, oh, I couldn't make that last one. Now I'm having a problem making this next one.
Something about the situation is activating you. Mm-hmm. Something is keying you, and you got to find the key.
Mm-hmm. To that end, I have a friend who has a back problem. And he told me that he had read a book here by a gentleman.
I read them all, Stephen. What book is it?
A gentleman named John Sarno.
Mm-hmm. And he's very famous,
and
yes.
About back pain.
Yes.
And he was saying that the majority of back pain or any sort of pain of that sort, if you can identify what emotion you are not expressing at the time.
Absolutely.
When you're starting to have the pain, if you can identify that emotion and speak it, then that can loosen up the muscles, or so to speak. Because back pain and such that is caused by cramping, caused by oxygen deprivation of the muscle. The more tense you are and stressed you are, the more tight you are, the more the pain can last.
You're talking about the root of all healing now, Stephen. Because the issue does go into the body. It's amazing how many people have the body pain that resembles their issue. Sometimes they'll say, oh, I feel there's such a tightness. I feel cramped. And then you'll see that they were just asking me about their tight shoulders. You see, and I have to say, stop, did you hear what you just said? Mm-hmm. And then I've investigated a lot of healing modalities because I was very curious about what you're speaking of. And there was Margaret Ruby, a very talented healer, works with the DNA and believes you can change the DNA. I found that fascinating. And she worked with someone who developed an allergy to yogurt and milk at an older age, which is strange. And then when she investigated his life and his life story, she found that he had an ancestor and many ancestors who were killed on a milk farm. So when his father died at age 14, which is when the allergy happened, it activated all of these cells and the ancient memory of that, and he developed a milk allergy. And that's fascinating. And so as a healer going into that, I always look at the root issue of the illness, and it matches. Hmm. Matches the person and what they're dealing, what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was, someone came with a back problem, I'd say, okay, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about what's going on. And then you'd see the language would start to represent, I'm constricted, I'm in pain, this is not going away. Why doesn't it, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, ah, bingo. It's a very, it's important. Sometimes a good acupuncturist helps too.
Mm-hmm. Right. So when someone comes in with some sort of an ailment or illness, that's almost symptomatic of something else that's going on. For instance, like you
said.
Body,
mind, and soul. Healing the body, mind, and soul. It all works. It's right. Integrative medicine.
Right. It's like drug addiction. Well, it's not because you like drugs. It's because because you are trying to get away from something else or trying to deal with something else.
Right. So basically what I'm saying is that healing is simple if you investigate body, mind, and spirit. If you look from a higher perspective, sort of down on your life, and approach it from all angles, not just from the problem itself. Lift the problem up, as Einstein would say. You can't solve a problem on the level in which it was created. And that's what I do as the ultimate problem solver, as the alchemist, to bring it up to a higher level and to solve it forever.
We'd like to thank you for joining us on The Ultimate Problem Solver with Audrey Hope. You can learn more and see more about Audrey Hope on audreyhope.com. That's audreyhope.com.